Hey, Shuki, good morning. All right, I'm going to try to do this. Good morning, Zella. Can you see if you can speak?
Good morning.
Interesting. No, I'm saying now that we have more upload speed.
We have a zero now.
I'll try. It's much nicer if that would work. Yeah, you can hear good. Yes, Alec.
Yes, I can.
What's late? Oh, you're out. Oh, you're out.
Morning, everybody.
Kevin. How many people can I see? Very little. Okay, that's life. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning Hilchos Avodas Kechavim V'Chukas Hagoyim, chapters Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. And let us start with the introduction. Says the Rambam again, Hilchos Avodas Kechavim V'Chukas Hagoyim. That's our Girsa. Yesh bechlolon chamishim ba'achas mitzvos. Shtei mitzvas asei, ba'arboyim v'teishim mitzvas loisose v'zeu prata. Aleph, sheloi lifnois achar avodas kechavim, not to show interest in the worship of avodas zara. Bei sheloi losur achar hirur halev, uri'iyas hanayim, not to stray after thoughts of one heart and the sides of one eyes. Concerning these matters, Gimel shalei legadef, not to blaspheme. Dalet shalei yavid oisoi kederech avidasa, as we'll explain. Then specifically, hey shalei yishtachvala, as we'll learn, even if it's not kedarko. Vav shalei lasois pesel, an idol laatzmoi. Zayin shalei lasois pesel afilu laachedim. He shalei lasois tzurois afilu lenoi. Te shalei lahadiach achedim achereho. Yud. Lisrei irani dachas yud aleph shloi levnoisa yud bei shloi lehanes mikol memoina yud gimel shloi lahasis yachid averes kechavim laavda yud dalet shloi leehavoiv hamesis tezvav shloi lazoiv sinasoi, or it's to make an effort not to reduce one's hatred, tezayin shloi lahatziloi yud zayin shloi lelamed olav schus yud ches shloi imanim lelamed olav chayva yud tes shloi lehisnabe bishma. Don't say prophecy in the name of false gods. Chav shalei l'shmoya minam esnabi b'shma. Chav alav shalei l'esnabi b'sheker b'afilu b'shem Hashem. You're coming with a good message. And you're quoting God, but God never told you to say that. Chav bei shalei logur, not to be afraid, maharigas navi sheker. Chav gimel shalei l'shava b'shem haveres kichavim. Chav dalet, these specific practices of shalei lasos oiv, as will be explained, chafei shalei lasos yedoni, chavav shalei lahaver lamoylech, chavzayin shalei lohakim matzeva, even if the matzeva is for God, not to make a monument, as we'll see, chavche shalei lishtachmus al eben maskis, unless it's in the Azorah, then you can bow down on stone floors, chavte shalei lita asherah, labed la'abed averiz kichavim, and not only averiz kichavim, but chol hanasa b'shvila, all objects that were made for the worship of Avodah Zarah also should be destroyed. Lamed Aleph, Shaloi Lehonis Avodah Kechavim. Not only is an Avodah Kechavim Asur Bahano, but even V'chol Misham Sheham, as this includes Chevra, what we call the Kravis Avodah Zarah. Anything that was used in the worship of becomes Asur Bahano. Lamed Bei Shaloi Lehonis, but Sipoy Neva, ornaments that were made, right, to adorn Getchkalach, also become Asur Bahano. Lamed Gimel Shaloi Lichres Bris Lehavidah Kechavim. Lamed Dalet Shloi Lochon Aleim, Lamed Hey Shloi Yeshvu Ba'artzenu, Lamed Vav Shloi Lihidames B'Menagoysam U'B'Malbusham, as we'll see details. Lamed Zayin Shloi L'Nachesh, Lamed Chesh Shloi Liksoim, Lamed Tesh Shloi L'Oinen, Mem Shloi Lach Berchover, Lamed Alav Shloi Lidr Salamation, Mem Bey Shloi Lishel Ba'oiv, Mem Gimel Shloi Lishel B'Yadoini. So before there are Risulim for one to practice it. Now there's an Issa for you to go ask them, inquire from them. Mem Dalet Shloi L'Chashiv. Mem Hey included in Avodah Zarah, according to the Rambam, is not to take off completely your payas, as the Rambam links it to the ways of Oivdei Avodah Kechavim. Mem Vav similarly Shloi L'Hashchis, not to destroy the corners of our beards. Mem Zayin Shloi Yadeh Adei Ish Adei Isha. that a man should not wear woman's clothing. Again, the Rambam includes, this is connected to Avodah Zarah. Memchesh loy sa'ad on the woman, isha klei zayin adayish. She may not wear right armament. Armaments, arms are considered men's garb. Memtes and any other clothing of men. Memtes loy lichtev kaka, not to make tattoos. Nun shloy lihizgoyde, not to cut one's flesh. Nun alav shloy lasis karchalameis, not to tear out one's hair. And biur kol amitzvas elu will be beprakim elu, starting chevre with Perek Rishon. Perek Rishon has three halachas. Just giving quickly the approach that the Rebbe shared. The Rambam and Perek Rishon is going to give us the history of how people made the terrible mistake of serving Avodah Zarah. And being that the Rambam is not a history book, as interesting as this will be, this is a sefer of halachas, halachas, and there's going to be two foundational halachas that we will learn by beginning the whole series with this Perek Rishon, and that will be that the ikir problem, the ikir isur of Avodah Zarah, is not the specific actions or deeds that one does when they worship them, which is also kares and skila and chatos, but that comes from machsheves ha'adam and from one's hirur halev. It all begins with one's erroneous way of thinking and feeling, and that is where we have to be. We say nip it in the bud. We have to go to the root and uproot it. And Avodah Zarah is a belief system that we have to negate. And as we'll see, as we'll speak out at the end of the Perek, other halachas that we learn from the history that the Rambam is going to be presenting. And this Perek has three halachas, starting with Aleph. Says Rambam, B'imei Enosh, during the times of Enosh. Chevre Enosh was the grandson of Adam. He was born in the year 235. He lived, Chevre, the year 1140. And during his time, during the 800 years, Tov b'nei Adam tov gadol, mankind made a great mistake. B'chlal, the Torah is careful not to be misapir b'gnus behema tameya. Here we're speaking about an era. Why do we have to mention his name? Say in the beginning of the time. Again, he was born in year 234. Nor was then, as we know, that there are four names for men. Right over, you have Adam, Ish, right? Gever and Enosh. And as we learn in Chassidus, that Enosh means the weak part of man. The Rambam wants to emphasize that the whole idea of worshiping Avodah Zarah, even al pi derech hateva, came from man's weakness. And as the Rambam will emphasize, as he began, that the mitzvah is to know God. The Rambam holds that knowing that there is one God is something that seichel demands. And a lack of that begins from weakness and from a lack of seichel, aside of the fact that we'll see that ultimately it has to be founded on the commandment of God. Everything has to be founded because azoyto evishtegehez. But the Rambam makes a big effort by showing that it's enosh, it's an attitude of weakness that brings it about. And the wise man of that generation gave thoughtless counsel and thoughtless, unseichel. The enosh atzmai, and sadly, enosh himself was one who made the mistake. Now, this was their mistake. This is how it all began. Amru, this is what they said. Since God, who they knew, created the stars, created the galgalim, through which lahanik esoilim, through which God, right, controls the world, and they were placed in the heavens and osanim b'marayim v'cholik lehem kavod, and they are the shamashim hamishamshim lofanav. So therefore, believing in God, knowing that they were created by God, this is the beginning of what we call shituf elokah the elokaya. Let's also give them some kavod. It's worthy for us to praise them and to glorify them and to give them honor. And furthermore, they said in the beginning, this is what God wants. God could have chosen to rule the world through lowly creatures. Here, God put them in the heavens. God gave them covet. So we should also give them covet. The Zeu Ratzin Hokel Baruchu L'Gadel U'L'Chabed Mishi Gidloi V'Chibdoi. But if the king honors someone, it's only befitting that we should honor that someone. And they felt in the beginning, and the emes is that absolutely not. And as we say, You know, one of the beautiful tefillos, Yom Kippur at night, kigars in the yadachot, just like when a person is cutting down a tree and they use an axe. No one should give cover to the axe. It's foolish. As powerful of a tool that they are, through which God Taker runs the world, we're speaking about Bo'ifen TV, a side of God's always being connected in a way, right? Soyvev Kol Almin and the special Ein Mazel Yisrael. But even if you're acknowledging that there's a certain path, as we mentioned, through which God uses them, they thought that we should give them honor. That's how it began. Now, in the beginning, it was not institutionalized. People came to that conclusion, but they didn't make a religion out of it. That was step number one. But the key, inshallah, davers al libam, hischil libnois like yichavim echalois. They began to construct temples, ula hakrav lehem korbanos, and ula shapchem, and ula farim, bedvarim, uli shtachvois lemulam, bow down for them, kedei lahasik ritzoyin haboirei. Wow. Bedatam aron. They thought in the beginning that they are fulfilling God's will. Vizeho ye ikir avoides kichavim. This is the essence of idol worship. Very important, chavre. Atheism, kaviyachal, has nothing to do with avodah zarah. The denying of God has nothing to do with avodah zarah. It's the Rambam will speak about it later. Such people are called minin, right? Or the denial in the Torah, which are called apikorsim. Here we're speaking about people that believe in God. They know that God is the master of the world. But since Hashem exerts God's control through the kichavim and mazalos, so therefore, they have some sort of independence. That cut, that there is something that has some sort of koyach independent of, even though they felt that the kochavim and mazolis are subservient to God. That was in the beginning. Later, the shittuf was that they have, so to say, they can even go against God. Even if they know they can never go against God, they're not independent. That independence is the ikar of avodas kochavim. The kachoy oimim of deva hayoyim ikram. They never began by saying that there's no God other than the star. But it was the independent power and covet that was given to them. And who they acknowledge that me'ein komoichem. Nevertheless, even while they acknowledge that there's no one like God, but they have one foolish and senseless notion. It means they added that there is some independent power, which is completely bottled to God, but it's an independent power. And Musar Havalim Eitzu, and that is where their teachings become empty as wood. Kolemer Hakol Yoidim, at least in the beginning, Sha'atu Hulavadecha. And nevertheless, they made a mistake. Aval Tu'usam Vixilusam. Washam Adamin Shazeh Hevel is Ritzonich. That was step number one. Step Va'achar Kach Halacha Beis. Now people came and they started to build a building on this. And people that were liars came and said that now they made organized religion. So first it was people that all had the same good intent, but it was a foolish idea from a lack of seichel. And now they began to lie and they made it organized by people claiming God told me that Ibnu Krecha Flaini serve that, worship that star, or worship all of the stars, and v'hakriveloi, and v'naschuloi kach v'kach, u'b'noilei heichol, v'asu tzurasoi, k'dei lishtach v'sloi kol ha'om, hanoshim, v'haketanim, u'sha'ar amei ha'aretz. And then they would notify tzura shebadam alibay v'oimet, that tzura, that form is the tzura sakoich ha'apleini, shehoidi uhu b'nevuasim. Now they made organized religion. And v'ischilu al derech zu lasis tzuras v'echolos, they began to make images in their temples, under the trees, and this form, this image, metiva, it can do good for us, it can hurt us, and therefore, the more organized it came, the more they separated that from God. This is the way you're going to succeed. And don't do kach v'kach. And then later, deceivers came and said, and this spread. And it's good to know also that certain foolish ideas, just because they're foolish, doesn't necessarily mean that people are going to realize immediately that it's foolish. Some bad idea can take hold and it can spread for many, many years. Upasha dover zebachal oilam, which was la avoidis atsures bavoidis mishunai zumizu, ulahakrib lehem ulishtachvois. And now came step number three. But step number one is that it was all God, it was God's will, and it wasn't that organized. It was just a logical thing that since God gave them covet, we should give them covet. Step number two is that prophets came, false prophets, by claiming this is the way it should be done, and everyone began to copy. It's called organized religion. But they still believed Elokad Elokayim, that there was a God over the God. They believed in the real God. They believed in Hashem Echad. Aloma, give them covet, because they are independent, subservient, but independent. Now, Vekiv and Sha'or Chayamim, once time went further, Nishtaka Hashem an Nichbad Vahanoyim Mepi Kola Yikum Amidata. Velohi Kiru. Then, guys, just to appreciate that we call Hashem, Hashem. Hashem literally means the name. See, the beauty is that the names of God refers to the Sfiris. And you know that when we learned the Sugya over there in Chagig of Kitzis Minatias, that the Sfiris are not independent. That's the whole part. Godliness. It's an extension of God. There is nothing other than God. In spite of the fact that Hashem, because of God's infinite power, can manifest through a limited keli of the Sfiris. They made it, they made everything, and that's the Shem. So they are denying the concept of a name of God, which is just an extension of God, which is just the light of God. They made things independent. And then they began, they forgot God altogether. They don't know that there is a creator. Because they were educated from when they were young to bow down and to worship it and to swear in its name. So these were the three steps. Then that became God. The koich of itself became the beginning of it all. The hachachamim shohayu bohem, which were their koihanim, the chayotze bohem, midamin, she'ein, shom, eloka, elo. Again, they all believed in a God, but now they had this limited creation as the God. Elo hakichovim, b'hagalgalim, I mean, they were educated as little to worship these types of images, to worship these types of spheres, to worship those stars. So that's it. But the real rock of the word, now guys, just to make it clear, there were always yichidim that knew God because they were educated that way. Small individuals, right? Like Shemin Avin. But if you were not told that there was a God, no one yet came to the knowledge of God on their own. Like Hanoich, Misushalach, and Noyach, and Shem and Abel. Valder of Zehoyolam Hoylachum is Galgail, Ad Shenoyla da Mudoy Shaloylam, until the pillar of the world was born. And who is that? Who? Our father, Abraham. Halachi Gimel, Kiven Shenigmal. The word Nigmal means weaned. So we're following the Midrashim that hold that Avram's process began when he was weaned, which would have been then 3 years old. We'll hear that there are other sources that held that just like before the Mabul, there were certain children, babies, infants that were born already with Das. They were born one day old, just as developed as we are, and maybe even more, that there are some who hold that the same thing was with Avram, that he spoke on the day he was born. And that's a concept of someone being mushlam in his seichel. The Rambam is the following, that when he was weaned off his mother, sometimes it's two, here it's three. And Eson, the word Eson means a mighty man. It's a lashon of toikev v'oimetz, because you needed to be very mighty not to come to the right understanding. For that, you have to be a chacham. You have to be mighty when your idea is against everyone else's idea. So to hold strong with your ideas. Hizchil l'shoytet b'date, he began to explore and to think, even though he was very little. For hizchil l'achshav, and he began to think by day and by night. And he was wondering, eichef sheshiya galgal hazeh noik tamith? V'liyeh loy manik? How can the spheres be turning and there is no turner? There's no one who is causing it to move. Umi yisav avoysay. T'eichef sheshiya yisav aves atzmoy. V'liyehoye loy melamed. He didn't have a teacher like the Yechidim we mentioned before. He was stuck there. He was buried. He was mired there. See, the Rambam wants to emphasize the concept that Avodah Zarah is connected with Tipshus And Avraham Avinu's connection to God began based on Seichel. And just based on Seichel, you come to the Emes. Even though we'll see, it's not going to be enough, as will be the message, the second message in this Peirik. Normally you're influenced by your parents. He was very young. No, but for who over the bomb? So he began worshiping with them, but knowing something is wrong. But even while he was young and worshiping with his parents the whole time, the Liba Mishoite Tomaivin, his heart was exploring and gaining understanding. The Haven Kabat Sedik. From where? Mitfunasai Hanukhainam. Notice he had good understanding. The Yada Shiyesham Eloka Echa. There has to be a God, and that's a one God, and that's the one that's Manik HaGalgal. V'hu Bara HaKoil. God is not moving, God is not shaking, God is beyond everything that we know of, which is why God is.
Does it talk about how he came to the thought that it would only be one God, or that there was like greater God?
It doesn't, right over here, the details. Ve'ein b'chol ha'nimsa Eloka chutz mimenu. Once you came to that, you understood that everything else, there is no creation that's independent. There's no such a thing. Therefore, he came to the understanding that the ganze welt is wrong. The davar shegadam lahem l'to zesh o'ev de v'sak yichomem esatzuris atri avar o'emes midatam. He also came to wonder, like, how did it begin? He knew that God, the other knew God. He also figured out where they made the mistake. Now, when did he come to the full understanding? Even though when we learned the Gemara and other Midrashim, we have the number of 48, but obviously the Rambam's Girsa and all of these Chazal was 40, and there is a concept concerning 40 that Shlemus HaSeichel Ben Arboim Lebina. And that's also, it fits with what the emphasis that Rambam is making, is that just by human Seichel, you come to the knowledge that there's only one power, the one God, and it is a foolishness to come to another conclusion. Now, Kivan Shehikin V'yada, once he recognized and knew, ooh, now he didn't keep it to himself, as other people who knew that because they were taught that. But they kept it for themselves, relative. Avraham Avinu went out. Hischel Lohashiv Shuvais Al B'nei Ur Kazdam. And he began to debate with them. And not only did he debate with them, but the Shibah had slum him. He was hands-on, he broke their idols. And only Veloy Metan Aleph, to him, to God, Royli Shtachmois Lahakir Bulanasik. Kedeshi Yakiru, Kol Abruim, Haboim. Wanted to make sure that the future generations don't follow in the erroneous paths of the older ones. He became very proactive. And Vero La Abidul Shabir Kalatsuris Kedeshi La Yitubahem Kola Umkama Elo Shemadam Shain Shamalakai Elo Elo. Kivin Shagavar Alem B'ri Yosef, when he actually was winning the debates, he became a big threat to the society. So Bikesh HaMelech, who was the Melech Yaakov, Nimrod wanted to kill him. And actually, as we know, he threw him into, imagine, a burning furnace of fire. The Nasulei Neis, the Yatzal Acharon. And then he just got started. Not, oh my God, this is a dangerous business. V'hischel ha'amoid v'likre v'koil gadol. I mean, big gatherings. And only while he is proclaiming that what? That only God is the only existence. Shenamar, as it says in Parshas Vayeda, Vayikra Sham B'Shem Havaya Keil Oilam. As Chassidus adds, I'll take it, Vayikra El Vayakri by Kivan, Shoyo Amis Kapsim Eilov, and V'Shal Mayal Devarov. He got attention. He really was successful. He gathered thousands and eventually tens of thousands of people, and they are known as Beis Avraham. And he planted in their hearts this ikir, this fundamental principle. Not only that, but the chibur sfarim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yudalot says that the Sefer of Avraham Avinu, which negates Avodah Zarah, had 400 chapters. We also have a tradition that at least the beginning of Sefer Yetzirah, at least the first chapter, was written by Avraham Avinu. And all of that, Voidi Ali Yitzchak Benoi, V'yoshav Yitzchak Melamei Nachem L'Stugir Sois, either Umazhir, Mazhir means Zoyar, means he was instructing people in a shining way, or he was Machzik. He held on to it. The Yitzchak Edel Yaakov, Uminohu Lilamed, the Yoshev Melamed, umachzik kol anivim elov. So interesting, there was the word melamed was not by Yitzchak. That's why we also know, we learn a lot of chassidus, that many of the people did not follow Yitzchak. He wasn't a melamed as much as Avram. And the way it's mashma, so then he told Yaakov, don't only teach, but really go out there more. The Yaakov Avinu limit one of kulam, and number one, and number two, the Hivdil Levi, he designated Shevet Levi, umino roish, ve yeshiva ibi yeshiva. What does Chazal say? That mo'olam like Pascha yeshiva ma'avi seinu. Well, he established yeshivas. They were learning the hilchos of the mitzvahs that we had until then, beginning with the Sefer of Avraham Avinu. L'lamei derech Hashem and v'lishma mitzvahs Avraham. V'tzivas banav shelo yafsiku mibnei Levi memuna achar memuna. That there should always be amongst the tribe of Levi someone that's designated to be like the Rosh Yeshiva. Kidei shelo yishtakach halimut. V'hoya hadover hoyluch mizgaber b'vnei Yaakov. And not only by them, but also uba milvim aleim, by those who were collected around them, right? It began by Avraham Avinu, the thousands and the tens of thousands, however many remained and were added. The nasis bo'olam uma shiyudas es Hashem, which is a whole different topic that normally we associate the birth of the nation of the Jewish people with Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam refers to a concept of a nationhood connected around the belief of one God. But when our stay in Egypt was extended, and what happened over there was, we began to learn from the behaviors of the Egyptians, right? As the Rambam pointed out in Deis, that people are influenced by their surroundings. True, that did not permeate Shevet Levi. They had the koyach she'ama b'mitzvahs avos. And indeed, says Rambam, Shevet Levi averes yichavim. But the problem is, that's a very big thing, that in a very short amount of time, the Iker, Shesoshal Avram, that foundational principle that Avram Avinu planted with us in a small amount of time was getting uprooted. And V'choizim B'nei Yaakov, with the exception of Levi, Latos O'elam V'usi Oison, and their crookedness. And in other words, message number one is that Iker Avodah Zarah is about a certain way of thinking, and that is giving to anything that was a creation of God any form of independence, even if we acknowledge that they're bottled to God, but they're independent and they're not. Number two is that without Hashem giving us the Torah, even when people reach the correct understanding, it's sad, but that's the way God made us. In a very short amount of time, we can go back on the wrong path again. But umi ahavas Hashem oisanu. Number one, you know how these book. And number two, you know, when you only speak about Hashem keeping his shvua, it sounds like God wasn't that interested. He made an oath, he kept his oath. First, God loves us, and also God made an oath to Avraham Avinu. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbim shall call Anavim, and he sent Moshe to us, and Kivin Shenestami, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ubachar Hashem, Yisrael Lenachlam, and mitzvahs. He chtid on the mitzvahs. There's something about even if you begin with das, but that's not going to be enough. Mankind began with seichel, but just seichel is fallible. And once God gives a mitzvah, that is what fixed it forever. The mitzvahs make like an unchanging religious code. And now we are certain that we're not going to, not in a short time, not in a long time, fall back to this big mistake. Perek Sheni is going to continue, not yet speaking about the actions of the worship of idols. That will be Perek Shlishi. But now we're going to continue to speak about, like we mentioned, that the Iker problem with Avodah Zarah is a way of thinking. And that is something that we have to make sure we don't follow. So Perek Sheni, Iker, see, the Iker had Sivu Baveres Kechavim. Now that it's a mitzvah, what is the Iker Sivui? Now there's going to be so many details about this worship that you can't do and that worship, but it all comes from this. Shaloi la'avoid echad mikol habaroim. That's it. Don't serve any of God's creations. Not a malach, not a galgal, not a koichav, not one of the four pure yesoides that we mentioned in the beginning that we don't even know, but we just know with our minds, which is the pure eish, ruach, mayim, and what the Rambam calls aretz, or we call afar, nor anything that is a composite from the four, which is anything of oilam hazah hagashmi. And this isur is even if the one worshiping that knows that Hashem Hu Elokim, but he's still worshiping it. This is the meaning of shituf. Just a very, people think shituf means the belief that God has a partner. No, that's worse than shituf. That's Christianity. Shituf means that God is the master. But since God is working through the kichavim, so we should give them kavod because they're like independent beings that always listen, they always obey. Even that's called shituf. These ideas, that's called machshava sa'adam, hirur harayv. The ingen say who she see the toira all over Amram. And this way, now Hashemaimo, very is as Hashem is the goyman. Asher cholak Hashem like a choisim the chola amen. Koloiman, Shematoshu be a lipcha. You're going to inquire and you're going to see she'elu heim amenigim asoilam. And yet God is using these tools through which to be in control. Emes, it's just, but it's a tool. And but here's the mistake. And also you look at the tool and you see that, wow, you know, like Rambam spoke out before, that the Gadalim, that the Kichavim, they are superior. They don't change the way things in this world change. And therefore, since they are greater than us and they are the tools, so you're going to start giving them some sort of independent acknowledgement. That's the mistake. In other words, that's another way. Sarsa means a middle being. There's nothing in between us and God. Now, it's like the Alter Rebbe gives a mashal. The king can be wearing many clothing, but you're after the king, whether he's wearing one garb or 1,000 garbs, you don't even notice it. That's not the king. Okay, chevre base. Now, svarim rabim chibru oiv de kechavim avaydos. Eich ikir avaydoso, mamaseo mishpoteo. It's only halacha base. Halacha aleph is the ikir avaydoso, is machsheves, is the way of thinking. But now, since they wrote many books, tzivanu hakadosh baruch hu, look at these words. God commanded us, shaloi likros bo'isen asvarim klal. We are not to read any religious books if it's not Torah Emes. Not to read it. Now we know that, you know, there are certain Yechidei Segula that were designated to be the ones who, when there was a need to debate their priests, that's an exception. They have to read it to be knowledgeable. But you know, today that means the Tachlis, where it's usher for a Yid to read the New Testament. Begin with that. Mafilu lihistakel b'dmusat surah, even to look, just to gaze at their type of idol, is also, as it says, al tifnu, don't even turn to their gods, to their idols. Which means, shaloi tishal, don't become curious to find out, al derech avidoso ho'echi, afapi she'inato oivda. You're not planning to serve it, you're just curious. Because, shadovar ze goydem lihiponis achareho, velasis kamei she'imoisim. And again, that's why the Rambam wrote in Peirik Rishon that in a very short amount of time, our grandparents in Mitzrayim went back to their mistake. In other words, it's certain ideas that it's easy to make a mistake in if you're not b'shleimus ha'sechel, so stay away from it. Shenamar, as it says, in continuation of that pasuk, that when we're going to look at what they did, we might, God forbid, say, the esach kein gam adi. Oh, it's this tzivui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like a siyog. Halachi gim. All of the prohibitions regarding Avodah Zorah have one common foundation. Don't pay attention. If someone pays attention and it comes all the way down to their action, then they get Malkus. We'll see Malkus minimally. Okay? It's an action that reflects that I am interested in it. For that, there is Malkus. That an actual worship, we'll see later in the next Pedic. That's Chayv Skil. Any type of thinking that might lead you. And that's, by the way, that was the mistake of Elisha ben Abuya, Kitzetz ben Etiyas. without getting into details right now. Muzorim anu shloi la loisa alibenu. V'loi nasiach datenu lekach, v'nachshoiv, v'nimshach achar hirur alei, because it might lead us astray. V'pnei shedatoi shel odam kitzorim. V'loi kol hadeyes yecholu lahasik ha'emes alburiyah. V'im yemashach kol odam achar machshav esliboi, nimsa machriv es ha'oilam lefi koitzer datoi. I'm going to share a comment of the Rebbe on this in a moment, but let's keep on reading. Ketzad, if a person is going to be thinking without, let me word it this way, without a person first learning the Lechem Abasa, just let's say right away, which the Lechem Abasa of Torah corrects the way we think. It's very important. The Rambam is not telling a person not to think. The Rambam is saying that exploring all of these questions, which are religious in nature, cannot be done without first someone, which is God, and the Torah training you how to think. If you're not trained how to think, you're on your own. I'm gonna discover everything on my own without being trained how to think. Then sometimes I'm gonna be attracted to certain ideas of Averis Kichavim, because not everyone has a Shlemus and Seichel. Shema hu, Shema Enoi. The person is gonna start thinking either Malamaila Malamato, which means what's beyond Makim. You're gonna try to grasp L'mayla min ha-makim. Or if you're going to try to grasp something even more subtle, what's beyond Zman, which is Malafni Malachim, and you're going to get confused. If a person is going to start thinking about prophecy by maybe it is true, maybe there is no prophecy, prior to being trained how to use the mind, even regarding the Torah, Shemihim min ha-shamayim, maybe the Torah is from God, maybe the Torah is not from God. That's the key. The Eino Yudeya Hamidois Shiyodin Bohen. A person doesn't know the guidelines of logical thought. If you would be taught that, and we are taught that through the Lechem, through learning Torah, through learning Nigla, through learning Torah Shabbat Pev, then that's why after you fill your stomach with Lechem or Basar that Rambam wrote before, even then you could be Matayel Bapardis, because then you'll know how to think. But prior to that, Acheyedu Emes Alburia, the Nimsa, if you're not trained how to think, then spending that much time thinking about all these topics could bring a person to minus. Now, Valzeh ingen izira toyde venemar ba lo isu ba achle va afkhama achle ne khama shatam zoyne. Kolay mer lo yemoshach kol echad mikem achad dat yak tsoda. Vi yadam she machshaftem asega so emes. Which is in itself foolish. How would you expect to know how to use your mind if you were not taught how to use your mind?
That's
levavchem levavchem minus. In other words, levavchem here means bina. In other words, don't follow your own bina. First, learn how to think. Who teaches us how to think? The nigla part of Torah. Then you'll come to the emes. And achrei nechem, after your eyes, yashuki means zunus, which is a whole different topic, which is connected. In the sense that prior to the Chachamim doing something unnatural, which is removing the attraction of Avodah Zarah, which was, you know, the story that happened in Yuma Daf Samachtes, we were attracted to Avodah Zarah the way we are attracted to sexual sin. It was an attraction. But the problem was by Avodah Zarah unique that there's a certain way of thinking. So there, in other words, we have to stay away from becoming philosophers prior to learning how to think. The thinking in itself has no action, aimed by Malkus. But that's the root of Avodah Zarah. Now, Dalit. Mitzvahs Avodah Kichavim. Let's make it the mitzvah of forbidding idol worship. Keneged kol ha-mitzvahs kulam. It's equivalent to all the other mitzvahs. Where did the Rambam write such an expression just right now? Talmud Torah. Shneimar as it says, and I think it's connected, because when a Yid is Mekayim Talmud Torah, they'll learn how to think, then fakir. The Rambam's point in Perek Rishon is that is through a shleimus haseichel you come to the emes, but you have to be mushlam b'seichel. Shneimar as it says v'chi sishgo pasuk in shlach. The Torah there doesn't say explicitly we're speaking about idol worship, but that's the way we know from oral tradition. V'loisasu eskol hamitzvus. What's eskol hamitzvus? Umepni hashmua lamdu that pasuk in shlach is speaking about avodas kichavim. That if a person, God forbid, is moiden avodas kichavim, which means again, not denying God, but giving any creation, any type of independence, And in the positive, the denial of Avodas Kichavim, which means the acknowledgement in not only that Hashem Echad, but the way Hasidus teaches it, that God is the master of the world, the concept of Hashgacha Pratis, that Hashem is involved and the master of everything that's happening, that is Moide B'chol HaTeire Kula, U'B'chol HaNeviim, U'B'chol Ma'a Shenitztaveinu HaNeviim Ha'adam Ha'atsoif Ha'olam, V'hu Iker Kol HaMitzvahis Kulam. Going back to the beginning of Mada, that's why this is Gavaldik. That's called Yidias Hashem. That's the meaning of Achdus Hashem. V'chol, Halochei, Yisrael She'ovar Averis Kichab, God forbid. If a person fell and actually worshipped idols, this is, we're speaking halachic ideas, like for example, that halachically, that if he shechts, shechitos ipsula, God forbid, his yain is yain nesach, he cannot be counted for a minyan. He's not like a Yisrael that did other avedas, even avedas for which there is skila, like if a person, God forbid, is nachmachal, Shabbos, take out the nefaresia, or other avedas, there you count them for a minyan, not for avedas zod. In other words, mumer la'avedas kichavim, he's a mumer l'chol ha'teira kula. And now we're going to add other v'chein haminim. Just to know like this, chevre, just to know min. Min either means someone who denies God. In that context, a denier of God, the avedas kichavim did not come to that. But I'm saying now what's called an atheist. And an apikoidus is denying the divinity of the Torah. But originally, the earlier Christians, they called themselves ma'aminim, the faithful ones. And we were makatzer, we called them the minim, just to know what that means. Even though they didn't deny God, but they bought into minimally into shituf, and according to the Rambam, even worse, because they gave God parts. And the Avodah Zarah that the Rambam speaks about is they believed in one God. And then they're subordinates, but the subordinates are independent. Christianity is much worse. So minim is worse. V'chein ha-minim, God forbid, if a Yid became a Christian. Einam ki Yisrael l'chol l'vam ha-dvarim. Call that on the Shumet. Then I'm going to write something very sad over here. V'ein mekabalun oysa m'tshuva lo'oylam. Now, one second. The problem is that the Rambam himself in Hilchos Tshuva, in Peirik Gimel, Nalocha Yudalit, writes clearly that we accept everyone in Tshuva. So the Rebbe explains that the key here is the word lo'oylam. Lo'oilam means that even when they do tshuva, God knows if they did tshuva. We cannot give them back their cheskas kashrus. It's normally when a person does something wrong and then they do tshuva and you see that they are now behaving properly. Now you give them back their innocence. We consider them to be as they were before, becheskas kashrus. Once a person went down this path, there's always a suspicion that we have to have that this person might go back to that. Shenamaras, it says that kol ba'el lo yeshuvim lo yasigo er ches chaim. Now, v'haminim, what does the mina mean over here? Heim atorim acher machshuvis libim besichlus devarim shomarnu in halacha gimel. Ad shenimtzu oivrim al gufei toira lahachis b'shat nefesh b'yadrama v'omim she'ein bo ze'om. You know, it's here that Rambam is using the word minim for people who completely reject the divinity of the Torah, even though, and specifically, that is what we call apikorsim. But it's in their behavior that they completely reject the authority of God.
Did you say it has to be on purpose? Like the, you know, most sometimes mitzvahs you have to have knowledge in order to do the avera. Does he say that
over well, the first generation that knew that, who went down that path, they started to become big philosophers prior to mastering lechem u'basmanot. If you're not trained how to think, why should one expect for one's mind to come to the right decision?
So is he avoided? Like, are they like?
They're in violation. The first generation, the next generation are tinuk chenish. But I'm already. Don't engage with them. Don't debate with them. Shenamar al tikin al pesach beisa.
What's the Rebbe's pshat in the word la'olam?
Don't return to the cheskas kashrus. That means they do tshuva, they do tshuva. But from our perspective, these mistaken ideas are so attractive to the weak mind, like the Rambam wrote in Peirik Rishon, that even though we were many generations following the paths of Avraham Avinu, but in a very short amount of time, we went back to Avodah Zarah. So there's always going to be a suspicion. Oh, it's like an addict at a good mushroom. That even after the addict is not drinking, no, it's not an addict. That his ability of
His tshuva is accepted, but we have to watch him.
We have to watch him, and he has to watch himself. That's the very good. That's what it means.
We count him for minyan.
Yeah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva La'oila means that it's not certain. There's always a chashash will fall back over there. Halacha vav. Like just an example. So that we learned that if a min writes a sefer Torah, you burn it. Now call hamoyde bavedes kichavim. She emes. Afa pishul ayofda. As we said again, Pichasidus is beautiful. The word Hashem. What's Hashem Koidish is that we are acknowledging Sfidus. That's the word of Sfidus. There's something called godliness. Godliness is not an independent being. Godliness is not even a creation. And they're giving all of these koichas that they think in their mistakes some independence. So think about it. So denying God's full Hashgacha Pratis, mastery of the universe, giving other things some sort of secondary, but power, that's Avodas Kichavim, and that's the meaning of cursing God, blaspheming, because you're cursing, you're negating that everything is just an extension of God. So they are the same. And therefore, since they are the same in concept, so therefore they are the same in punishment. The two people that are hung for a moment by their hands after they are put to death by a basin is both and someone who blasphemes. Both of them get skila. And since they are in concept the same because they are giving credence to any koyach as an independent power, and the shemois hakadoshim are also the channels that God created through which the sfidus, but the sfidus are part of God. The sfidus are godliness. So that's why the Rambam will also speak now until the end of the chapter regarding Hilchos Megadiv.
Are these people still, it says they're cut off from Jews in all matters. Are they still liable on like other mitzvahs? Do they have to still keep Shabbos? Do they have to keep
So that's food? A good question. Shmuel is asking if after they did that, are they going to be chayev for being Mechalel Shabbos? I don't know. That's why in these laws, I'm going to speak about cursing God. And by the way, from now on, we're going to say blaspheming or birchas Hashem. We don't even want to say the words cursing God. Sheshneim koifrim be'ikarem, because they both are denying in this foundational principle that it's all God. Everything is a tool. There's only one power. Halacha zayin. Ve'elohem dinim ha-megadev. Ein ha-megadev chayv skilo. If someone blasphemes, he's chayv skilo. But there's a specific way of when are you going to be put to death in a base. Ad she'yifarish Hashem ha-meyuchat shel arba oisyes. Now, every time you speak about arba oisyes, that's the Rambam l'shitasai. Other hold, it's only Yudke Vavke, that Amam, when we spoke about the seven names that cannot be erased, that Amam included in name number one, not only Yudke Vavke, but also Shem Adnai. So which name is going to be the name that's being blessed? Only Yudke Vavke or Adnai? But when the person, when I said, I mean cursed. But when the one is cursing it, he doesn't say that this name should be cursed. He evokes one of God's names that can be erased, that name of God should curse God. The Mishnah uses the words Yake, Yoisi es Yoisi. Yoisi meaning just as you can't say, Yoisi meaning Hashem, should hit Hashem.
This is the second mitzvah.
No, this is the specific area where you're going to be chayef megadef in a base. V'yivarech oisoi, in a euphemism, v'shem en Hashem oi she'enem lemchakem. No, it's meidarachum Yake, yutke vavke adnai, you're not going to be chayef skila. Oh, this is a terrible thing to say, but it's specifically when you are, the name being cursed is only Shem HaMafayrish, which includes Adnai. And what should be the one blessing, one of the Shemois that may not be erased? Al Shem HaMeyuchet Chayv Skilo. But if Al Shara Kinoyim, then you are only warned not to do it. V'yesh Mishu Mefadish, She'en HaChayv Ela Al Shem Yudkei Vavkei. We're speaking about the name being cursed, and the Rambam doesn't hold with that. V'ani Oymen says the Rambam Sh'al Shneim. Again, this is Lashitasa connected to what we learned above regarding the seven names that Amam includes Havaya and Adnai as the same shame. Halacha ches.
In Hay, you were supposed to be stoned, right?
Huh?
In Hay, you're supposed to be stoned.
Huh?
Stoned to death.
Who?
The
minim. We're Megadeth. Okay. Halacha ches. Hazara shal Megadeth minayim. Where does it say you, every time there's a punishment, there has to be a pasuk that tells us in the Torah, thou shalt not do it. It's the pasuk, Elohim loisekal. This is to appreciate the background, everything we have, it's mountains over here. There's a machlokes tanoim, what this pasuk means, right? I think it was Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yishmael. Others read it, Elohim loisekal. It's going to abase them. It's going to a dayan. No, we learned this to be the Eibishter, Elohim, Kodesh, Chol Yom V'Yom, during the trial, if a trial takes a few days, now, normally, witnesses have to say what they heard. they may never say more than once what they heard. And that's it at the end. So during the trial, when the witnesses are repeating what happened and they're being interrogated, they're never going to repeat again and again and again, Birchas Hashem. They're only going to say, B'loshen Kino, Yake, Yoisi, Yes, Yoisi. But when the din is about to be coming, when the din is coming to the end, oh, it's now that the witnesses passed the interrogation. So for one final time, once they have to say exactly what they heard. Wait, see, and for that, we don't want other people to hear it. So everyone is told to leave the base. Chutz, everyone goes outside. Normally, every witness has to say the whole story. Here, only one says, the Gadol. How do you know who's the Gadol? That's a different machlekes. But once you decide who's the Gadol, tell us, what exactly did you hear? And then he has to repeat exactly what he heard. And you know what? Even though he's only repeating what he heard, the Dayanim have to stand and they have to rip Kriya and they may never fully fix their garment. And the second witness here may not repeat what he heard. All he says is, Afani kamoisa shamati. And if there were many witnesses, and with all of the dinam and hilchas edus, that if they all come together, they all have to testify. So everyone is going to say, kol achad v'yachad will say, kozah shamait. In Torah, there is something called toich kedei dibur, that there are many things that if I make a retraction within a very short amount of time, my retraction is a retraction. There are few areas where there's no such a thing as toich kedei dibur. Like, for example, marriage. Person gives the ring and toich kedei dibur, no, I walk it back. Too late. Or by a get. There's no, and here, by Birchas Hashem. Megadav shechazav v'yotech edivar ein aklum. Alakibun shegidav v'edim, oi gaval, then niskal. Mi shegidav es Hashem, v'shem ha-menes kichavim. No, it's his Birchas, the name that he was blessing was Yudkei Vavkei, or Shem Adnai. But instead of saying that may, another of the Shemois, Elakim, whatever, Yake, he evokes the name of an Avodah Zarah. Even though he's not put to death in a Beis Din, but to a certain degree, it's even more severe. Kanoim proigam boy. Zealous people have the right to get hold of him and to kill him immediately. But he comes to Beis Din. Final halacha yud. Kol Hashem Ebrichas Hashem. Whoever hears someone uttering this bracha, chayev l'krei must rent your garments. Vafilu al birchas hakinuyim. For which you're not going to be chayv to be put to death in a Beis Din, right? If you're not using from the Shem Yishayinim Chakim, still chayv l'kroya. As long as it was heard from a Yid. Same question, Shmuley. What happens if a person who previously was an Oved Avodas Kechavim, if he made Birchas Hashem? Same question. Okay. Echad Hashimeya. Echad Hashimeya Mepi Hashimeya. Like the Dayanim. The Dayanim didn't hear the person blaspheming. He heard the Edim repeat. You also have to rip Kriya. That Rav Shoke was a mumar. Let's go weiter. Kolo edim v'adayonim, soim chines yudeyim echad v'echad. Only time you have smicha by Haruge Beis Din. The only time you have smicha. And as this is in Parshas Emor, the Torah says that. And by the way, there's no hasra here either. The Rambam doesn't mention it explicitly, but that's how it is understood implicit in Shita Sarambam. Also from the story of Emor, there was no hasra there, and the Torah says explicit, everyone leaned their hands on him. They don't just lean their hands, but they tell him, Damcha b'roishcha, you brought us upon yourself. No, not on a person. Who said that? On a person. Okay. Pedek Shlishi. Now, finally, in other words, after we let, we put the Yesoid. And it's not a story. The Yesoid of Avodas Kechavim is Hirur Halev. The Machshava and the Hirur. And even the second chapter was all about thinking. And don't even begin that process of thinking becoming a big philosopher prior to learning from the Torah how to think. Now we're going to begin learning the actual deeds of what action is called a act of idol worship. We have over here 11 halachas, and Hashgacha Pratzah is one of the last things we learned in the last cycle in Sanhedrin was mamash de sudya. Pedek shlishi halach aleph. Kol ha'oved avos kechavim b'ritzoinoi b'zodoi. If one did it willingfully, and they did it b'zodoi, knowing that one may not do it, chayev kodesh, Furthermore, if there were Edim and there was forewarning, you see, not by Megadip, where he doesn't mention, here you have to have Edim and Asra, then a person will be put to death and based in with the penalty, with the death of Skila. And since there's a Chiyuv of Kadis, that's the cloud that if the person worshipped B'shoigeg, then he brings a classical Chatos. Chatos means that no matter how wealthy or poor you are, you will bring an animal carbon, depending if you're a commoner, you'll bring a female animal, and certain individuals bring a male animal. Halacha mix. Avoidois, harbe, kovu, evigo, kovu, chol, selim, vitzelim. And the chol, sort of, sort of. For different idols, from different images, they made up different ways of worship. It's not all the same thing. Going, for example, Po'oid, the idol called Po'oid. You know how Po'oid was worshipped? People would defecate either on it or in front of it. Which is a very disrespectful act. But that was the way they decided to worship that Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah Markulis, we should know normally we don't mention any names of Avodah Zarahs. Shema, right? Never the Gemara says that if they are mentioned in Tanakh, then we can mention them because they are anyways in the Tanakh. Umarkulis, which the worship of Markulis was they made a certain manifestation of these constellations of the two stones and a stone on top. Sheyizrakle Avonim, either they would throw stones at it or they would clean it up. They would clear stones from before it. Your two examples. If a harba avodas kegoyin elu tikkun l'shar tzolamim, which are foreign to us. Now, lafikach, therefore, if someone defecated, but to the markulis, if someone threw a stone on the po'ed, potter, guys, potter doesn't mean mutter. The guy is doing it to worship them. You're not going to be chayv skilo. That's called kedarka. That's the key. It has to be kedarka, with the exception of the four. It says, came as they do it. I will do, God forbid, like they do. Even though we learned in the previous chapter that you may not even learn the books of Avodah Zarah. However, Dayanim, if someone is going to be accused of worshiping an idol, so it's not any, the intent was to worship the Chayv Skila. No, it has to be Kedarach Avodaso, so there has to be Yidin that are familiar with all of their Narashkeit. Tzirich HaMeis HaMeida Darchi Avodos, She'ein Soiklun Oivet Kechovam, Ache Yedun Shuzui Darach Avodos. Now, Halacha Gimel, V'azor HaShal Avodos Eilu B'chayetze B'hemu Masher Kosu, when it says in the Ten Commandments, what we call, really, I said it's Adibris, V'loisa Avdeim, V'loisa Avdeim means don't worship the way they worship, with an exception. Actually, there are four actions that even if the goyim don't use these actions as a means of service to that idol, a person, God forbid, will be chayv skilo. What are the four? Number one, bowing. Number two, zaveach, slaughtering. Number three, maktir, right, offering incense. And number four, pouring. You know why? Because these four are done in the Beis HaMikdash in the service of God. And as the Gemara says, that zrikas dam is connected with the pouring. It's a pouring. If you know proper Edom and Asra. For example, Po'oid was worshipped by the Goyim by defecating. If a person poured libations, they poured wine. Or a person shechted to the Getshke Markulis, they'll be chayv skila. Because since it says in the same pasuk, soveyach lo Elohim yacharam. Soveyach, mishechting an animal to any getchke, yacharam, and bilti lashem levadoi. No, it's worships that we know are done in the Beis HaMikdash to Hashem may only be done to Hashem and not to any idol, even if it's not derech avidoso. Zvicha b'chal avaydo ha'isav lo meyatzas leimolach ma zvicha miyuchedes. Any other avodah that we know is unique in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're speaking about the final step, right? Not hoylocha. No, the final step will be zrika. Zrika is part of the nisuch. Even if it's not bekach, and that's why it says lois ishtachav elo el acher, because you can ask that ishtachava. Where's that's a special pasuk. Ishtachava is also you cannot bow to any other getchke. L'chayv al ishtachava afilu ein derech avidos bekach. Even though ishtachava is not part of the avoda, who hadin lamakter ulamanaseich. The Rambam is just giving the maskan of the Gemara and throwing blood and manaseich echotu. which, by the way, which means that throwing blood to any of Getschke, Chayiv Skila, even if it's not the Rechavidos. Halacha, the Dalet. Now, he's speaking about the concept of Nisuch. So what happens if a person pours excrement to any idol, to the Markulis, Chayiv Skila? Because pouring is an act of Nisuch. Because that's called menasech. Shachad lechado. What about shechita? So is the act of shechting a grasshopper? Shechting a grasshopper, since Yidden don't need to shecht it in order to eat it, so it's not called an act of shechita. So you're going to be potter from skila only if that was the derech avidas. Or v'chein im shachad lebehemah mechuseras ever, you're going to be potter. Why? Because since in the Beis Hamikdash to God, we don't shecht an animal that's mechuser, elam kein, derech avidos abikach. Now, interesting splitting of the hair now, which is a big topic. However, there was, they would beat a stick in front of it. Okay? What happens if a person broke the stick in front of it? That's called shaloi kederech. But breaking a stick is similar to shechting. So not only is that person chayv skila because that's called zoyveyach, but now we're going into another nuance that I'm not going to speak about. But we learned it today in the intro that an avodah zarah is asur bahana, and something that was used in the worship of an avodah zarah is also asur bahana. Now this is called, it was used in its worship, even though they normally beat the stick. You broke the stick, it's considered used in the worship. But zarak makal befaneh. Now again, they didn't worship it by throwing sticks. Throwing a stick is the most similar to what, my friends? To zrikas dam. Zrikas dam is connected to, like we said, to pouring libation. So zrika. But it's not. It's the same, but not the same. It's the same that you're going to be chayif, God forbid, skila. Zrika. But since liquid splashes and sticks don't, so it's not something that becomes asur bahana. And everyone asks, miman afshach. But that's the shita, that's where the Rambam splits there. Zarak makal lefaneh. The person is going to be chayiv. But the stick itself ain't on the seres. It's not the kravis avoy the zora. She ain't zrikas amakal, kein zrikas adamim. Because of this difference, shari amakal kamayshu. The stick remains the same. Vahadam, but blood splatters. Amakabel olive. Another din. Someone had an image, had an idol. Who had an idol? Jimmy. Comes, God forbid, a yid. And the Yid declares that I'm accepting that idol as a god for me. What did he do, Chevra? Nothing. He was mekabel. You know what the din is? Chayv skila. Oy gavalt. Wow. Vafilu gbi adavar ma. Or not that Jimmy already made something into an idol. No one made anything into an idol yet. A Yid, God forbid, picks up a chavesa stone. And he says to this stone, Eli Otto. Chayv skila. Even though normally for Dibur, here you're chayv. Afilu chaz avoy toich kedei Dibur, like we just learned before. By saying, no, this can't be my God. Ein chazaros in klum ela, stone him to death. Halachay. Oyvet, avarez kichavim kedarkom. Even if your kavana was to be mavaza, it means a person went to the po'oir and they defecated on the po'oir, not to worship it. So now we began with the kavana. Now halacha hey mixes a 180 turn. What happens if a person only did the deed? Not only did they not do it with the intent of worshiping, of venerating, they did it to shame it. If their deed is how the goyim worship it, Chayiv skila. That's how far we have to keep away. For example, hapoyd atzmi lepoyd. A person defecated on this idol in order to shame it. A person, think about Markulis. You knocked it down. You threw a stone to knock down the Markulis. Kedei levazoizoi. Okay, obviously, if the person did it b'shoigig, they'll be chayiv chatos. The point is that intent doesn't take away the sin. Hoyel va'avidosa beka chayiv umevi karban ashkogos. It's chayiv skila, yes, if it was edim and asra. Now you, the next halacha, it's gavalik, the seder of the Rambam.
Is not knowing that this is the way your worship, that it's called shogig?
Well, they needed to tell him that this action to this po'oid may not be done, because that's darach avidosa. And this person So Shuki is pointing out like this, that if the person has to be told that even though you're doing it to be mavaza it, God said not to do it. And you're going to be chai, he has to be told that. Okay. Now, halacha vav is, that's the sugya sanhedrin samachal of the big question. Someone who worships idols, ma'aba v'yira. We just learned this in the Gemara. Rambam does not learn like Rashi. And we pass him like Rava, Abai and Rava, that you're going to be potter. What does it mean, ma'aba v'yira? Let's read the way that Rambam understands it. However, it's gechav mi'ahava. If you serve a false deity out of love, what does it mean out of love? Kegoin shachashak b'tzurazu, that you desire this image, because it's beautiful. That's the meaning of love. You're not attributing divinity in it. Obviously, you're not doing an action, but there's a certain connection because you find it beautiful. Or, oy, that's the Rambam's avan yira. What's yira? That you are afraid that something bad will happen to you if you don't worship it, which also means I'm worshiping it because it's going to bring me a benefit, or I'm afraid of the punishment. Shema torei aloi, kegon shehim adam and noivdel, just like their idol worshippers think that shehim ativa maria. So here, do you attribute divinity into it or not is essential. Im kibla olav be'aloha, no, that's mamash avodah zara. Then you chayv skilo. But im avodo derech avodoso. But what? But you don't accept it upon you as a god. Unlike by the po'oid, you have to know how to separate this from the po'oid, where I want to ashamed the deity of po'oid. You're going to be chayv skila. Here, you're not accepting it as a deity. Oh, that's going to be the word. Potter, we pass like Ravo. Let's go right there. Hamagapev, embracing, hugging, averes kichavim, or if a person kisses it, we're speaking about idols that were not worshipped by the goyim by doing these actions. Or if hamachadim hamarabitz, you're sweeping the floor from dust, or you're mopping the floor from dirty mud. Lefanel, v'hamarchitzla, you wash it, v'hasach, if you anoint it, v'hamabush, you're dressing it, v'hamanli, putting shoes on it, v'chein kayoitz, v'divrei kovoy to'elu, you're being mechabedit, but it's sheloi kedara chavidasa. So you're not going to be chayv skila, but
Veloisa said. Okay. They know it's not a deity.
Here it's a deity, but you're not worshiping it the way the Goyim worship it. You didn't do the four of either bowing or slaughtering or incense or pouring wine or throwing blood. You didn't do those four. You're not, but you're doing a action that shows it honor. You're violating a negative commandment. You're going to say you're chayv malchus, you're not even chayv malchus because it's a lafsha b'chlalos. We'll see in a moment. Shenema loisa avdeim udvarim elu b'chlal avoydehim. Everything, you know, it's considered you're worshiping it. No, because it's a deity. V'afal pikein, even though you are giving it, you are believing it to be a deity, and you're doing an act of honor, and you're doing a maisa, you're not going to be chayv malchus. Afal pikein enu loik al achas mihem l'fisha enon defedus. The Torah didn't specify any one of Megapev, Menashek, Machabev, Merapets, Marchit, Soch, etc. That's called Lafsha Bechlol. Since they are all included, just don't worship it, you don't get Malkis. But if that's the way the guy worshiped it, and that and a person did it, La'ovda Chayiv, Halacha Zayin. Now we're going back to the external idol worship without intent at all. So Yashav Lekoitz Beragni, if a person got a splinter, and where did that happen? Punkt, it happened in front of an idol. Now, what do you normally do? You bend down and you take the splinter out. Bending down is an act of bowing. Lo yoshoyach v'yitlenu. Don't bow down here to take it out. Mepnei shenira kimishta. It looks like you're bowing down to it. Another example. Nispazer olimoyz b'fanel. If money got fell on the ground and it spread out. All the goyim, where do they throw the pennies? In front of idols, always. Then they want you to bow down to pick it up. Lo yoshoyach v'yitlenu. Don't even bend down to get it up. Sit down. No, it's pick it up, gather your money, but don't do it in any way where you're bowing down and then take it. Similarly, they used to have statues that from their mouths water came out. So now it's not like my example, water fountain in front of it. Here, you're going to drink water by kissing it. You understand? Now, even though nishuk is not something for which you're going to be chayv malchus, Certainly not skill, it doesn't matter. But it looks like you're being mechabed. They always do. Every in Rome, every getchka has a water fountain. Always water. That's to make you bow down to it.
Halacha. We use cups for water fountains. Some people I see they do that.
That's for germs. Here we're speaking about ruchni is the germs. Halacha tes. Ha'oisa avodes gechavam la'atzma. If a person pashut makes an idol, he made it. He fashioned the getchka. Afal pi shelo yosa biyadoi. Ooh. In other words, chavra, this is very big. I asked someone else to make it. Now, we're not going into the topic of ein shlichus al dvar aveira aside of me'ilon. This is not the cause of shlichus. Asking someone to make an idol is in itself prohibited. The Torah, even though the person didn't worship it, even if they'll never worship it, here the chayv malchus, because when it says in the Ten Commandments, loisasa l'cha, remember, the word l'cha is extra. It could have said, don't make. L'cha means even if you're not the maker, you're asking someone to make it for you. Another thing, if a person made an idol, even for someone else, that's loisasa, that's don't make it. So a person made it for a idol worshiper already. Loike, you violated loisasa l'cha, and you violated the lehei masecha loisasa l'chem. Halacha 10. Now, guys, the final topic of today's Pedik, which is fascinating, is mamish from the Aseres HaDibris, or what's written right afterwards in Parshas Yisrael, is that we're not allowed to make images, even only for decorative purposes, if, as we'll see, three-dimensional Tzuras Adam, or even only paintings and pictures of the Kichavim and the Mazolis, as the Rambam will specify, even if it's not for religious purposes, only for artistic purposes. We're not allowed to make certain things. So number one, we can't make an image. We'll limit it. And that's the meaning right after the Torah records the Aseres HaDibros and Parshas Yisrael. It says, sasun she'enim lanoi, don't make them. Why? That's also the Peder Krishan today that we learned is also explaining this, because you see how quickly people fall into that mistake. So stay far away from it. This prohibition is only, number one, the tzur of a man, and we'll see two in a moment. It's only if it is protruding. You can't make it out of wood. Guys, not on wood. We're not speaking about a painting. You can't make a protruding image out of wood or besid, this prohibition is only if it's protruding, like siyud, like images, or kiyur, sculptures, shabatrakam, that they have in these palaces, and for that, if a person made it, they're going to be chayv malchus. However, but if the image is going to be engraved, or not even engraved, a painting with paint, all of that is completely mutter, not potter, mutter. Halacha yud aleph, final halacha. Tabas, they used to have rings and they had images of a man or a woman. So some of them had protruding, and when you would put it on the wax, then the effect would be indented, or it would be indented in the ring and it would make a protruding image. And accordingly, can you use it? Tabas yesh aleph chaysem mutzuras adam. If the tzura in the tabas is boiletes, then that ring may not be worn. The Rambam writes, you can actually use it, not to wear it, just to make the seal, because you're making something indented, which is not a problem. But you can wear the ring, but you can't use it because now you're making something protruding. Now, what's the Gemara says like this, that since when you look up in the heavens, you don't see all of the stars as three-dimensional. To you, it looks like two-dimensional. That's why we're even more machmir when it comes to all of the heavenly bodies, that even a painting is rasur with the whole sugya, how the Rabban Gamliel have the tzuras of the levana. And the answer, the many answers the Gemara gives, because that's even more restrictive. How do you know what a malach looks like? So any image that's trying to depict a malach, Shinamar, as it says, loisatun iti, which means loisasu kedemu shamoshi hamasham shum lefanai bamorei. And here, by the heavenly bodies, even on the luach, a human being only protruding, avada, not a sculpture, but even, you know, a face coming out of a coin, we're not allowed to make that.
Now, tzuras habehemis shana v'shchaya, but images of other animals and other living beings of olam hazeh chutz mina adam v'tzuras ilanus of the shoyim chayitz behem. Not only are you allowed to make a painting of them, but you can even have a tzura boiletes. And just to add one more detail, that to make a depiction of the four faces of the Merkava, right? The Adam and the Ariyeh and the Shoir and the Nesher, that's also something that's also that Rambam doesn't mention over here. Stam Lohoyer, I heard about these four faces of the Merkava. Just to know what to think about. If you think about it, it's not the tzura of Ariyeh. They are all tzurais Adam. But certain people look lion-like. They never looked like a lion to me, mamash. Certain people have certain similarities with these four chayas. That is the tzuras of the Merkava. But tzia zoi, all of them together is also asur chever to be continued.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Does this mean that you can't make a painting of a sunset or something like that, according to what we just heard?
You cannot make a painting of a sunset. Correct. Can't make it.
And is this the way we paskin Lamaisa, or this is just the Rambam?
Also, stars. You're not supposed to do stars in the moon also.
Yes.
Am I right?
Right.
Rabbi, my girsa of the Rambam was Epicurus and not Minus.
I like that. Even better. Okay, good. Okay. Because I already said to Aaron that normally Minim in the Rambam refers to people that deny God, which was not the topic today. We're not learning about people that deny God.
Okay.
We're learning about
people. Why does the Rambam
also independent power to other koiches other than God?
Why does the Rambam sometimes write keneged kol ha'teirin and sometimes keneged kol ha'mitzvos?
That's a good question. Wow.
Gotcha.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. I mean, that's a classic.
Okay. Talk to you later.